On today's episode of the How Did It Happen podcast, I am talking about being charged or needing charging. Specifically, are you a batteries included or a batteries not included person? I had a lot of fun making this episode and thinking my way through this, and I hope you enjoy it as well. Here it is. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the How Did It Happen podcast. I'm Mike, and thank you for joining me today. I am going to be talking about this thing I call charged or needs charging. Charged or needs charging. So I have a question for you to start. Do people come with batteries? Well, literally, I guess no is the answer, but well, I don't know, kind of. I mean, they say that rest and sleep recharge us, right? So the suggestion, or maybe it's an implication, is that we have some kind of battery that makes us go. And I have a friend who's a heart surgeon, but he works on the electrical side of the heart. So there is some electricity and some type of energy, electricity energy source inside of our bodies. But trouble is, it doesn't always feel that way. At least not as an observer. It doesn't always feel like this battery is, you know, working. And I've worked with and led hundreds of people in my career, and I'm convinced that some people know where their batteries are and how to get the biggest charge out of them. They show up every day with their batteries included. Others, unfortunately, do not. Their batteries are, well, They're not included. Batteries included group, I think, is small. In my experience, it's small and so great to be around. They know how to go and how to get others to go. They're autonomous. They love feeling and making progress. They have energy to spare. They inflate you a little bit. Like, you get inflated when you see one of these people coming. My partner, Butch, in my first company, Butch was my partner. He was the greatest person that I've ever known. And this guy, you know, was a batteries included person. He had energy to spare. You knew that when you saw him, something was going to get done, and it was going to get done in a positive way, like a, this is why we're here type way. I'm going to lead you to the finish line, to the promised land. You just knew something was going to get done. And I think, you know, as I mentioned, there's few people. I think there's a lot more people who are batteries not included. They aren't so great to be around. Everything is a challenge for them. It's like a big to-do. They tend not to want to make progress, and they aren't well acquainted with the term autonomy or responsibility or leadership. Progress is hard for them. They zap energy. Instead of being inflated, you deflate a little bit when you see one of these people coming. And I think you know what I mean.
If you like what I'm doing with this podcast and want to participate in more of the things I'm thinking about and exploring, subscribe to my newsletter today. It's super simple. Just go to mikemalatesta.com right now, put in your email, and you will get the very next issue. It's short, thoughtful, and designed to inspire, activate, and maximize the greatness in you.
The more I think about it, I don't know that it's just batteries included or not. Like, we all have this energy inside of us, as I mentioned, and we all have batteries, so to speak, but only some of us seem to know how to keep our batteries charged and connected. And I think that's the big thing, right? You can have a battery, but if it's not connected, you know, a battery just by itself is only really an energy storage unit. Even if it's charged, it's useless if it's not connected or wired to activate action. My world, my life, and my attitude are all so much better when I'm around people who have energy that's connected to action. So they don't just have the energy, they have it connected to action. Their energy, like, charges itself. It's like an alternator in a car. They always know where their keys are and how to activate their ignition. They stand up straight and they move forward. And when I'm around people who haven't figured out how to connect their batteries or charge them, people who can never seem to keep track of their keys, it's a big dud. It's like a big dud fest. Everything is hard. Everyone's shoulders, like, they're a little bit lower. We slouch around these kinds of people. And more often than not, we go nowhere fast together. So what kind of person are you? Do you choose to keep your energy fresh, charged, and connected? Do you choose to light yourself and others up? Or do you choose to always be on the verge of going dark? I like to think that I'm a person that is charged up all the time. And I bet you that other people think I'm not sometimes. My wife probably thinks I'm not sometimes. My kids probably think I'm not sometimes, for sure. But man, oh man, am I always trying not to be that dudfest, low, lack of energy person. I am always working on not just having my batteries charged, but having them fully connected. So let me know what kind of person you are. Let me know if I can help you stay fully charged and fully connected. Because those are the people who change things. And I want you, just like I want for me, to be a person that changes things. Thank you for investing your time and energy in my podcast. I hope you've got a positive return on that investment. And if you did, please consider following or subscribing to the podcast so that every episode will come to you automatically. And until next time, please maximize your greatness and make your future your property, something that you design and are super proud to own.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the How'd It Happen podcast, where we believe that success doesn't happen unless you make it happen. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you like to listen. And while you're there, please rate it and leave a comment as well. I'd love to hear your thoughts about the show, ideas for future guests, or whatever you'd like to share. And of course, you can always find me at mikemalatesta.com. See you next time. Thanks again for listening to the How'd It Happen podcast.